Rain and snow in the east and west. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A 250,000 power outages are reported from New York to New Hampshire from a windy winter storm just getting started.
The nor'easter could dump up to 18 inches of snow on parts of New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, with some power outages already reported in the region. The wintry mess is already making it difficult to get around, and some schools in the region canceled classes.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There's an extreme risk of more flooding in California.
Another major storm is impacting the west coast, with inches of rain and feet of snow for California. Flash flooding, mudslides, debris flows, and treacherous travel will impact millions of people over the next few days. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Kentucky Republican James Comer tells Fox the Treasury Department is allowing access to some Biden family bank records flagged as suspicious activity.
Our question is, you know, what exactly did they do to receive that money? What was the purpose of that $3 million wire? Now, that's just the first wire that we've actually been able to obtain bank records on.
Banks reported more than 3 million transactions last year for potential Treasury Department review. Some Republican candidates, or maybe expected to be presidential candidates, respond to Fox's Tucker Carlson asking for their stance on the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Two of the three declared candidates, former President Trump and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, responded to Carlson's inquiry, as did undeclared candidate Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Nikki Haley, who's already declared, did not. DeSantis sharply broke with other Republicans like Mike Pence and Chris Christie, saying that protecting Ukraine's borders is not a vital U.S. interest and that policymakers should instead focus attention at home. Trump said both sides are weary and ready to make a deal, and said with President Biden in office, there's a risk of nuclear war with Russia. More on the candidates' answers can be found at foxnews.com. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Stocks way higher today on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
President Biden this afternoon speaks about gun violence in Monterey Park, California. 11 people died in a mass shooting there in January. The president's announcing an executive order aimed at requiring more gun sellers to be federally licensed, meaning more background checks on buyers. Annual consumer inflation comes in at 6%, 0.4% month over month. That's about what most economists expected. China is reopening to foreign tourists for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
As of Wednesday, China will begin reissuing visas and allow visa-free entry at two popular ports for cruise ship passengers. Before the pandemic, tens of millions of people visited China every year, so officials expect ending these restrictions will lead to a huge boost for the tourist trade. Chinese citizens will be allowed to travel to 60 countries themselves, up from 20 at the moment, although the United States isn't one of them. Last month, authorities declared victory over the virus after some of the strictest and longest-lasting restrictions in the world. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
It's a class action lawsuit filed by a Chicago man against Buffalo Wild Wings over its so-called boneless wings.
The suit accuses Buffalo Wild Wings of false advertising, claiming the company wants diners to believe boneless wings are wings that have been deboned when they're actually, quote, slices of chicken breast meat deep fried like wings akin to a chicken nugget. Buffalo Wild Wings tweeted a series of saucy responses like, quote, "It's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. And our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. And crypto is just boneless money. And decaf is just boneless coffee." As reparations for the alleged chicken dupe, the suit demands a jury trial, an unspecified amount of punitive damages, lawyer fees, and any other fines determined by the judge. Gianna Delosi, Fox News.
A lot of wings get eaten during March Madness. The men's NCAA college basketball's tournament starts tonight with two of the four games played to fill the last four first-round spots. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.